Father, we thank you for this day, for all the things that you have caused us to walk into and see and feel. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the work that you have started on the inside of us. And Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that you are perfecting everything that concerns us. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice. We choose to live holy. We choose to proclaim your name. And Father God, on this conference call on this evening, Lord, this prophetic midnight prayer, Father, we want to declare that your will be done. Father, we want to declare and affirm that we are the head and not the tail. We want to confirm and declare that whatever we put our hands to, it shall prosper and it shall be blessed. Father God, we affirm and declare in your master's name that we will live victorious lives. We declare that we are the healed of the Lord. We declare new opportunities that shall open up for us so that your kingdom will receive the glory, that your kingdom will be spread out throughout this earth. Father, we declare in your matchless name that situations are turning around because favor has already been poured out on our behalf. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that we will not lean to the left nor to the right, but Father God, in your precious name, we will lean and trust you and you alone, Father. Father, we thank you right now for everything that you're going to do, everything that you have started to do, and everything that you will do. We stand in agreement in your precious name and say thank you on this call tonight. We thank you, Lord, because you're opening up doors that would not have opened. But Father, we declare it to be so in the name of Jesus. We are going to walk a new walk. We're going to talk a new talk in the name of Jesus. And we give your name the praise and the glory now and forever. Prophet, let me open up the line so we can start praying in the Holy Ghost. We're going to ask each prophet to pray no more than about 2 minutes. No more. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Father God, we bless you, for this is a day that you've made. We rejoice and we are glad, Lord God. Thank you for bringing us together one more time, Lord, to give you the praise and to give you the honor and to give you the glory. We thank you, Lord God, for great peace have we, because we love your law, and nothing shall offend us. Nothing shall cause us to fall, cause us to stumble, Father God. We bless you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that's risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that you snuff out the spirit of rebellion, that you give us a clean heart, O God, and you renew the right spirit within us, because all disobedience is sin, God, and you purify and purge us, Lord God, from rebellion, that your spirit shall have free course, that nothing shall by any means hurt us, and nothing shall hinder the prayers on this line. We thank you, Lord, that you send your word to heal your people tonight, that you send your word, Lord God, to break free and deliver. We thank you, Lord God, that our light shall spring forth as the noonday. We thank you, Lord, that we delight ourselves in you, and you give us the desires of our heart. We thank you, Lord God, for our leaders. We lift up our Grandmaster Prophet. We lift up our Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for her life. We thank you for the vision for this prayer call, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to cover them. Cover them, Lord God. Protect them, Lord God. Prosper them, Lord. War against every adversary, war against every witch and warlock that would dare to launch any negative energies in their direction. We reroute it and send it back to the sender. 100-fold return until they repent in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father. Lord, knowing unto you, Lord, shall the gathered the people be. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you, Father, for your blood. We thank you, Father, for your blessed Holy Spirit. We thank you for the word of the Lord. My God, going forth, my God, even as the hammer against the force of darkness, my God. And we thank you, Father, for your angels on a mighty assignment. Continue, Lord, to strengthen us, my God, and continue to preserve us and keep us. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, the steadfastness of your love that never ceases, Father. And we thank you, Father, Lord, for causing us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And as much we know our labor, Father, is not in vain. We thank you, Father, for renewed strength to soar, continue as an eagle, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, even as we lift up our spiritual leaders before you, even our Bishop E. Bernard Jordan, and Pastor and Prophetess, my God, Deborah Jordan, my God, we thank you for renewed strength, Father, to continue, Lord, to, Lord, impart unto them your wisdom, your revelation, knowledge, and unfolding of the mysteries, Father, that is in your word, my God. Even, Lord, in the proclamation, Father, of the globalization of the prophetic. We thank you for your mantle of your anointing, your prophetic anointing, rest upon even Zoe ministry, rest upon even, Lord, the company of prophet, rest upon us all, Father. Even, my God, your covering over our lives, truly your blood, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for renewed strength, Father, even for prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, and prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father, continue renewing their youth, continue in old age, Father. We thank you for every member of the Jordans and Barron's family, my God, you're covered tonight under your blood, and let the healing virtue flow in their lives, my God, that you raise us all up strong, Father, even within the body, even within the Zoe ministries, Father, even, Lord, within, Lord, the company of prophets. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we decree, let God arise and let all our enemies be scattered, Father, in the east, west, north, and south. And we thank you for your protection from coast to coast, from border to border, from shore to shore, and the covering of your blood over every home and everyone represented, Father, both foreign and the families you are covering under your blood. And we give you the praise, honor, and glory for doing it, Father, even now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for another day that you have made. We take nothing for granted, God. Thank you for this new day. God, I thank you for your covering and your mercy, your loving kindness and your grace, which is sufficient for me, for all of us. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line, God. Thank you for those who are listening. Thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and the company of prophets, and thank you for the vision, God. Oh, God, thank you for the strength that you've given them. Thank you for the courage that you've given them and for your grace. Now, Lord, I ask you to look upon those who might be bereaved on today every time we turn around hearing about somebody else who has died. Oh, God, bless your people in a mighty way, especially those who might be in bereavement, God. Look upon them. Bless your elderly people, God. Keep them in perfect peace and perfect health, God. God, bless Mother Jordan and Mother Berrien and my sister Jerry and all of the elderly people, God. Bless them and help them and strengthen them. Even Dr. McCarthy, God, and any other elderly person that I might have not been able to mention, God. Some of the golden seers, all of the golden seers, bless them, God, and keep them. Look upon the children, God. Help them in their schooling and in their work. Help them to not be influenced by negative people, by negative thoughts and negative things that may come against them in school, because there's so much, God. Bless your people, God. Bless your children. Bless your teenagers and help them to be safe, God, and help them in their schoolwork, God. It's just so much to pray about. Sometimes we don't know what to pray, God, but your Holy Spirit gives us the utterance. And I thank you, God, for looking out for us, God, and just keeping us, God, in perfect peace. And thank you for your loving kindness, God. Thank you for your grace, which is sufficient. And I just love you and praise you. And I'm glad to be here today, God. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, thank you again for this opportunity to agree together in prayer, Father God. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for continued miracles, Lord God, and breakthroughs, Father. And I agree for your peace and comfort to those that are mourning loss at this time, Lord God. Be with them and their families, Lord, and let your comfort and peace be with them. And I pray for each one of our families, Lord. Thank you for your favor, Lord God, that flows not only just to us, Lord God, but to our families as well. And we thank you for breakthrough in our families, Lord, healing and restoration, even in relationships, and those in the physical bodies, and in healing and restoration and breakthrough in finances, Father. As Prophet Gregory taught this morning, if you want to change the atmosphere, plead the blood. So just plead the blood over situations, Lord, that may have been hindering, that have been any hindrance or distraction, Lord God. I plead the blood for each one of us, Lord God, that there will be clarity and breakthrough and freedom to move forward into the destiny and plans for good that you have for each one of us, Lord God. Thank you for right divine connections, Lord, and new opportunities that are coming, Lord. I just thank you in advance, Lord God. Continue to direct our path and bless Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah and Zoe Ministries, Lord God, the company of prophets. Pray for favor around the whole area of technology, Lord God, as they look at new things after coming back from Las Vegas, whatever technology and things they were looking at there, Lord God, to be able to apply to the prophetic, Lord God. Thank you, and just give wisdom and insight, Lord God, and favor all around the technological aspect of globalizing the prophetic as well, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father, we are so thankful. We are so grateful tonight that we can come boldly into your throne, Lord. We cast not away our confidence because we know it has great recompense of reward, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we know that you hear our prayers. And when we know that you hear us, we know we have the petition that we desire, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that the work that you have begun in us, you will complete it unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, I lift up Archbishop Eben Nard Jordan and Pastor Deborah. Bless them, bless their family, bless the company of prophets. Cover us with the blood of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength today, and we have new joy. We rejoice in you in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
And God, we give you praise and we give you honor, O Father. We thank you right now, Lord, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our Bishop Eben R. Jordan and Pastor Deborah. And we thank you, Father, for the first family. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing and how you're doing it. Father, remember my children, each one of them, name by name, oh God. And Father, I ask, oh God, right now as we touch and we agree that you remember the ones, Father, that are suffering in silence, oh God. Remember the children, oh Father, and the women, the boys and the girls, oh Father, that's been touched, that's been abused sexually, mentally, physically, Father. Give them strength to speak their truth, God. And, Father, we ask, oh, God, in Jesus' name that, Lord, you will send that healing virtue that will heal the mind and the hearts of those that have suffered, God. And, Father, we ask, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would remember those that are here on the call that are listening in, God, their family members, their needs, their desires, oh, God. Touch each and every one of them that are listening in right now, Father. And, God, in Jesus' name, remember the teenage mothers and fathers that are out there, God. Give them the strength and wisdom on what to do and how to do, Father. Remember our president. We plead the blood right now over our president and the government. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And Father God, I give your name always the glory and the praise, Father God, for this opportunity to be in fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Jesus' name, Father God. I thank you for a salvation, for where would we have been without your loving hand, your salvation, and your forgiveness, forgiving us, Father God, that we can turn around and forgive another, Father God. I thank you for the prophetic, God, in our lives that guides us and gives us direction and even corrects us, Father God, so that we may walk the walk and this journey that you've assigned to us. I thank you for protection always of our houses, our cars, and even those who ride on their motorcycles or bikes, Father God, that no hurt or harm comes to them when they're in their car and even when the car sits alone, Father God. I thank you for covering Mr. Ronald Blake, who's in the hospital. Strengthen him and awaken in him power, Father God. Touch him and let him know that it's you, and it's by your grace, Father God. I'm holding up Kamika Marie, Father God, in her situation, Father God, as she calls in, Father God, touch her and her family in this hour. Thank you, God, for your wisdom to make the right decisions, your angels that watch over us. Thank you, God. And, God, just touch the minds of those who are unsure in life today. Touch the minds, Father God. And I do plead the blood of Jesus over anything that tries to alter the mind, Father God. I thank you for a peaceful rest and touching us as we sleep and bringing a calmness, Father God, as the angels watch over us. Thank you for covering us with your healing grace, Father God, your healing hands. And we plead the blood over anything that is not like you around us and anything that the devil has coming, we send it back in Jesus' name, Father God. Thank you for our leaders. We give you the name. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory as we just continue to lift you, Father God. Amen. Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise just today, Father God, as we're on this midnight cry, Father God. We just thank you for just being there for us, dear Lord. Look upon everyone that's on the call tonight, Father God, this morning, dear Lord. Look upon those that's listening, dear Lord. Look upon all the ministers, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for carrying us through, Father God, at the mid of the week, dear Lord. And Father God, I ask you to look upon Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord. Continue to bless them, Father God. Bless the family, dear Lord. Bless the grandkids, dear Lord. Look upon Mother Jordan and Bishop Berrien's mother, dear Lord Jesus. And Father, we give you the praise, we give you the honor. Father, look upon those that's going through financial crisis right now, Father God. Bless them, dear Lord. Give them wisdom, give them knowledge, give them understanding, dear Lord. Touch those that need a healing, Father God. Give them strength in their body, dear Lord. Look upon those children that's being taken, Father God. I lift all those children that have been stolen, Father God, that your angels is camped around them, Father God, that you will shield them, Father God, till they are found, Father God. And we thank you, dear Lord. And Lord, look upon all our children, dear Lord. Bless them, Father God. Bless those that's taken a test us, dear Lord, for the end of the year, Father God. Just continue to give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, dear Lord. And we thank you and we give you praise. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophetess Pamela Jemison.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, we thank you. We continue to praise you right now in the name of Jesus, God, for this space and this place of grace, God, and the new mercies of the morning, Father God. Father God, we thank you that we rejoice, and again we rejoice, and we are glad. And we thank you for favoring our righteous cause, God. And that righteous cause is through the blood of Jesus. Father, any sins of omission and commission we bring before you now, we thank you for the cleansing power of the blood of the Lamb. Lord Jesus, we honor you right now that you are our God and you are our all in all. Father God, your word exhorts us first and foremost to lift up those that are in positions of power that we may live and lead a quiet and peaceable life. Father God, we lift up all those that hold places of authority, the president, Lord God. We thank you right now that knowledge is pleasant to him, that, Lord God, wisdom and understanding watches over him, and that every decision he makes is divinely made of you. Father God, we just thank you right now for moving in the Senate. We thank you for moving in all governmental powerful places, Father God, where there are leaders standing, God. We thank you that the wicked is being uprooted and that the righteous are taking their rightful places, standing boldly and making the decisions that are honorable in your sight. Father, because your word said, when a righteous man rule, the people rejoice. Or when a wicked man rule, the people mourn. So, God, we cry out, we mourn right now to cover, Father God, this nation. In the name of Jesus, God, have mercy upon us, God, according to your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Blot our transgressions out and wash us thoroughly from our iniquities, God, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Father. I lift up the angels of this house, God, Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenor Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Lady Deborah Jordan. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the entire Jordan family, Lord, and I lift up the Varian family. I lift up the children, the grandchildren, and those to come, Father. I lift up every ministerial office in this house, God, and our families, Father, and our children and grandchildren. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for covering us in that blood, in the blood that will never lose its power. God, we trust in you, we honor you, and, God, we seek not our own will, but we seek your will, God. We thank you for the praise reports that's coming in this house, God, as we lift up our prayers and petitions as trumpets before you. God, we honor you, we praise you for more miracles that are taking place, and we will be mindful to give you all the glory, all the honor and the praise. Continue to give us strength as we move forward in this day, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you this evening. We thank you this morning. We thank you for all that you're doing, Lord. We exalt you. We lift you up, Father. Our faith is in you. But we know that without faith and confidence, it's impossible to serve you, Lord. And, Father God, we want to say a special prayer as we move midway through the week for strength, for vitality and strength for our leaders, vitality and strength for our families, vitality and strength, Lord, that we may persevere and finish this week strong and finish this week in favor and finish this week in such a way where we see the doors and opportunities that you're lying before us, Lord, the divine connections that you're bringing our way, Lord. And Father God, let us not overlook the keys that you give us, Lord, to open these doors, Lord. The ability that you have given us, Lord, to see, the ability that you've given us, Lord, to hear, so we can hear your voice, Lord, and we can move according to the way that you want us to move, Lord, so that we do not walk off the path of destiny, so we do not walk off the path of purpose. And, Father God, I ask you now to even look after even the pets and animals in our lives, Lord, we even lift them up right now, that you would continue to strengthen them, Lord, and continue to bless them so they can continue to bless the families that they belong to, Father. Father God, and I ask you not to forget our children, Lord, our sons, our daughters, even as they continue on the journey of education, Lord, that you continue to bless them and you continue to strengthen them and refocus them even in the classroom, Lord, and that you magnetize them, Lord, to attract the right people and right situations. Father God, we thank you for all that you are doing in our life, And we thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of our loved ones, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we thank and praise your holy name. We give you all honor and praise, O God. O God, we thank you, O God, for giving us this day. Truly, this is the day that you have made. And we thank you, God, for you in us, the truth in us, O God, which resonates in us, O God. O God, I decree new realities around us and through us, O God, each and every day of our lives, O God. And I thank you, God, for the people of authority, O God. I thank you, God, for protecting us and our families, O God. I thank you, God, for shielding and protecting our home, O God, that what many would go through, God, you just protect your people, O God, that we will hear about it, but it will not be us, O God. And we do pray for them, that the ones that don't know you, to recognize their sins, repent, and get their hearts and minds to you, that their family will also be a family who praise and worship you, O God. O God, we thank you for the strength, giving us strength, O God. We thank you for letting us continue to prosper, O God. We thank you for freedom, O God. We thank you for greater blessings that you bring in our lives, O God. We thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, O God. We thank you, God, for the potentials of you within us, O God. And we thank you, O God, for letting the wicked fall into their own nests, O God. Oh, God, we want to thank you and give you honor, and we want to give you praise. We thank you for healing, God. We thank you for your healing power, oh, God. We thank you for touching those, you know who they are, who are in need of prayer, oh, God. We thank you for being with the sick and shedding, oh, God. We thank you, God, for the people who have lost their loved ones, O God, to continue to give them strength and help the family to continue to move on, O God. We thank you for your loving powers, O God. We thank you for making us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, O God. And we thank you, God, for our leader as well, God, Master Prophet, O God. And the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and their family and all their loved ones, God. We thank you, O God, for whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue who rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Almighty One. In your precious name we pray, amen.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the people of God here on the line even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for every family tied in with those here on this prayer line this morning, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to start our day worshiping you and lifting up your holy name, Father God. Father, we thank you for right relationships. We thank you for the peace that will surpass all else, Father God. Father, we thank you for your protection that is covering us even now, Father. Cover our households, cover our families. Cover our loved ones even now, Father. I thank you for my parents and my elders, my grandparents, even now, Father God. I want to thank you for the children even now, Father God. Thank you for my children. Thank you for divine healing even now, Father God, and wholeness, Father God. We thank you for proper rest and peace, Father God, joy and happiness, Father. Father, we ask now for right relationships and right network, right connections even now, Father God, for our families, for our loved ones, for our children. Even now, Father God, order our steps, Father God, so that we may be going in the direction that you have designed and ordained for us, even now, Father God. Father, allow us to have wisdom in all that we do, Father God. Father, allow our ears to be open and our hearts and our minds and our spirits to be open to you and your word, Father God, even now. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for another midnight cry. We thank you, Father, because we know that this is the day that you have made, Father God. So we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, right now we want to thank you for even doing a new thing, Father God, even in our leaders, Archbishop,
and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, Father God. We thank you for strengthening them. We thank you for touching even my grandparents, Father God, Mother Mary Jordan and Mother Mary Berry, and even now, Father God. Thank you for touching my family. We thank you for touching the prophetic family, Father God. We thank you for touching even the families and of your people of God, Father God, that are even connected on this line, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for we know that your word says that whenever the enemy comes in like a flood, that you will raise up a standard against him, Father God, that we may stand against the wiles of the devil. Father God, we thank you now, Father God, for giving us your whole armor, Father God, that we may put on, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for a divine hedge of protection, Father God, that you have over our lives, that you have over our families' lives, that you have over our children's lives, Father God. Father God, we thank you even now, and we lift up every prayer and petition, Father God, and we know that all of your promises, Father God, are yea and amen. For you know the plans that you have for us, Father God, plans to give us a future, plans to give us hope. Father God, we thank you even now. Father God, we thank you, and we want to lift up even those individuals, Father God, that may not have a roof, Father God, that they may have over their head, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen them and cover them, Father God, and surround them and be a comforter, Father God. Father God, we thank you because we know that it's only in your word, Father God, that we may be healed from our disease. Father God, we lift up any individual that may be dealing with an ailment in their physical body, Father God. Father God, we know that it's only through your blood, Father God, that they are made whole, Father God, heal and complete. Father God, we decree it done now, Father God. We thank you even for touching even each and every leader, each and every pastor, Father God. Right now, Father God, I ask that you even continue to touch my spiritual brother, Prophet Cecil Smart, Father God. We thank you for strengthening him, Father God, and keeping his mind. We thank you for keeping my daughter's mind, Father God, even now. Thank you for keeping my siblings' minds, Father God. We thank you for touching your people, touching the elderly, Father God. We thank you for strengthening them, Father God, that they need no assistance as they walk, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your divine healing, mighty working, miracle working power, Father God. In the mighty, masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we come to you with open hearts and open mind, God, and we say thank you. We say thank you for all the things you continue to do in our lives, God, and we thank you for your love. We thank you for your wisdom, and we thank you for your prosperity. We ask that you touch our business and every entrepreneur on the line, that you send right clients and right investors and right connection and right contractors and contracts and employers, God, employees. God, we ask that you send them all, God. And God, we thank you for your favor and your covering, God. And we thank you for a financial blessing and the healing that you're doing in each and everyone's life, God. And all these things I ask for in your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father God, we thank you as your words say, that men are always praying, never faint. We thank you, Father God, that you said we will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continue to be in our mouth. And we thank you, Father God, that even in this hour that you said that, hallelujah, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And Father God, as we come before you today, hallelujah, on this midnight cry call, Father God, we cry out right now, and we thank you right now as we cry out that you are fulfilling every prayer request right now. You will hasten the solution and the answer, God, in the name of Jesus. And I, Father God, we cry out for healing and restoration for the sick right now in the name of Jesus. We cry out for deliverance for those that are lost and bound and, hallelujah, diseased. God, we cry out for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing salvation to our lost loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that, hallelujah, God, you're bringing love, peace, joy, meekness, humbleness, kindness, health, and prosperity into our life right now in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, right now, we ask you to go before us right now to make every crooked place straight right now in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood over everyone that is on this call right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over their families, over every situation that is going on in their life, Lord. Cover with your blood in the name of Jesus. And we call every assignment of the enemy right now null and void. Right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel out generational curses right now in the name of Jesus. We come against premature deaths right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of sickness and disease right now. We are whole and complete right now by your blood in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the business right now, over every ministry right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over all our children right now, all over the land right now, in the name of Jesus. Protect and shield them as they go to and forth to school right now. Even the ones that are in college, God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you right now that you're covering us in your blood, our neighborhood, Lord, our state, our, hallelujah, our city, God. Plead your blood. We plead it right now. We thank you, Father God, for revival right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us decrease that you may increase more and more in our life right now. In the name of Jesus, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of every stronghold. And we come against every stronghold of the enemy that will try to, hallelujah, cause us to be held back right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against every stronghold. In the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you right now. God, Lord Jesus, be our peacemaker right now. In the name of Jesus, we call forth the spirit of love, peace, joy right now. Unity, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give us unity, Lord, like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, even Lord Jordan, and his beloved wife, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, God, that they are covered under your blood. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for their beloved family and their beloved grandchildren. We plead the blood of Jesus over them now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Mother Jordan right now. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her. And we thank you for the lift right now. And we thank you right now for Mother Barron right now. And we plead it over her and her family, God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now for divine victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people right now. And God, even financial breakthrough, we speak it, we declare it right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Well, for Father, we just thank you, Father, for every name that has been uttered on this call on this evening. Father, we thank you, Lord, for every individual, every household that's represented. Father, we ask that you will bless, you will anoint, and you will appoint. And Father, you will just say, thy will be done on these individuals that are on this call, that is standing and lifting up your holy name. Father, we pray, Lord, that your will be done in the lives of your people. And Father, even as we move forward in this day, Lord, bless this day, bless your people, Father, so that we can continue to call upon thy name and call your name blessed. Father, we just thank you right now as we move forward. We thank you, Lord, for the favor of God. We thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. And we thank you, Lord, for the shift that has already started in our life. And we give your name the praise. Bless our children. Keep our children. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the angels of the Lord do encamp round about us. And Father, we thank you and we bless your name as we move forward in this day. Father, we thank you and we say yes to your will and to your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, Prophet's name, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase and you can give the announcements as to what will be taking place later on today. Family, I love you. Thank you so much for showing up. Thank you for
taking. We love you more, Pastor.
Bless you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you all. Bless you now. Thank you. Prophet's Naomi.
Oh, I'm here, Pastor. Prophetess Bethany, I'll close out.
Okay, Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And God bless you all. Thank you, Pastor Deborah. God bless you all for a powerful midnight cry this morning, the top of the morning. And just a few announcements. You can join us here, back here at 9 a.m. sharp. The Master Prophet will be back here on our daily conference call. And you don't want to miss that. Also, check your emails. The Master Prophet is writing to each and every one of you daily. So if you have not received the email, call in to make sure that we have your email address. Amen. Also, at 12 noon, we have Pop Life Radio on at 12 noon right here on the same line here. Is there an announcement for any prophets on to announce about?
Yes, Prophetess Bethany, this is Prophetess Terry, and I'll be co-hosting tomorrow with Wisdom Class Wednesday, and we have Prophetess Iris Green as a guest tomorrow, so it's going to be exciting, along with Prophetess Olympia and myself and Prophetess Myra Moore.
Oh, wow. Excellent. At 12 noon. Okay,
yes.
So you do not want to, thank you, Prophetess Terry, you do not want to miss tomorrow at 12 noon. So just be prepared, set your alarm so that you do not miss out on what's happening. Amen. And then join us back here at 11:50 p.m. for our midnight cry to be included in the lineup and join us. Amen. Also, I know this Friday we are supposed to be in our pajamas for the midnight cry, so that's going to be exciting. I know Pastor Deborah's going to be in her pajamas and also recording it, so this is going to be exciting indeed. Amen. Are there any other announcements from anyone else?
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Bethany, Prophet Joshua Jordan. And I want each and every one of you to save the date. Make sure that you tell all of the men in your life to save the date for June 9th and June 10th. We will be having our very first in a long time men's conference at 310 Riverside Drive. Admission is free. June 9th to the 10th, we'll be having some special speakers. It's a men's conference open only to men, boys as well. Just save the date, June 9th and June 10th. Thank you so much, Prophetess Bethany.
So only males are invited?
Only males, Prophetess.
Okay. And you could take your nephew. Okay,
yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Prophet Joshua. Okay, so you heard it. Save the date. Let the men in your life, the males in your life, even if it's a teenage male or a young boy, you want to make sure that he is amongst the testosterone with the Master Prophet and the special guest that will be in attendance for the men's conference that is coming up for June 9th and June 10th. Don't want to miss it. Well, we're going to miss it, ladies, but the men in your life, you don't want them to miss it. Amen. Well, it is early in the morning, and God bless you one and all, and thank you, each and every one of you, Company of Prophets, for being here and our moderators, and we will talk to everyone in a couple of hours. So God bless you. Love you all to life. And listen. Today is a powerful day. Start it now saying it is a powerful day. And I want to say have a fabulous, exciting new day. God bless you all. Love you all to life. Peace.
Good night.
Love you.
Bless you all.